Hello and welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, Atlanta is remembering today's anniversary of the deadly spa shootings in 2021. Charges have been dropped against a teenager who police say was driving the truck that struck and killed a high school teacher when a prank turned deadly. And former U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg visited Rome on Saturday.
You need Congress, a branch of government in our constitutional system that has been flat on its back but needs to get up and stand up for the American people.
Today is Monday, March 16th. I'm Orlando Montoya, and this is Georgia Today. Atlanta is remembering today's anniversary of the deadly spa shootings in 2021. It's been 5 years since a gunman killed 8 people, including 6 women of Asian descent, at 3 spa locations in Cherokee County and Atlanta. Today at the state capitol, Johns Creek State Representative Michelle Au said the shootings feel both distant and immediate.
No matter how much time passes, there is a grief and a sense of injustice that will not fade.
Robert Aaron Long is serving life without parole for the Cherokee County shootings and could face the death penalty if he's convicted for the Atlanta shootings. A Georgia prosecutor has dropped charges against a teenager who police say was driving the truck that struck and killed a high school teacher when a prank turned deadly. That's according to the teen's lawyer. The 40-year-old teacher, Jason Hughes, died after slipping and falling into the street as the teen started to drive away after participating in a community tradition, pranking teachers by throwing toilet paper onto his front lawn. Hughes' family had urged authorities not to compound the tragedy by prosecuting the teen driver and his friends. The 18-year-old driver was arrested on a felony charge of vehicular homicide, and 4 other teens were charged with misdemeanors earlier this month. Graham McKinnon, a lawyer who represents the driver, said Friday that the charges against his client had been dropped. McKinnon said that prosecutors also dropped misdemeanor charges against the 4 other teens who were there. Former U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg visited Rome on Saturday to energize Democrats in Georgia's 14th congressional district. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
Democrat Sean Harris was the top vote-getter in the March 10th election to replace former Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. He's hopeful that he can finish first again in the runoff.
So it will be a coalition of us that actually win this thing they call CD14.
In his speech to voters, Buttigieg said Harris will hold President Trump accountable.
You need Congress, a branch of government in our constitutional system that has been flat on its back but needs to get up and stand up for the American people.
Greene noted a lack of congressional power as a reason for her resignation at the beginning of the year. Voters like Steve Head say they're excited to see National Democrats interested in their district, which has been considered a Republican stronghold.
Finally, we're getting some backup from, you know, the Nationals, because I feel like we've been ignored in this corner of the state for a long time.
Harris faces Trump-endorsed Republican Clay Fuller on the ballot April 7th. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis in Rome.
Georgia agriculture officials began accepting applications today for the state's block grant program aimed at farmers recovering from Hurricane Helene. The $500 million in federal funding is described as critical support, but a fraction of total losses from the 2024 storm. Applications will remain open until April 27th at farmrecovery.com. Legislation moving through the Georgia General Assembly is raising concerns about public access to police videos. Senate Bill 482 started out as a solution to problems faced when mugshots circulate online after charges have been dismissed. The bill would make it harder to get those photos. But as the legislation made its way through the state Senate, its sponsor, McDonough Republican Brian Strickland, added police videos to it. Southern Center for Human Rights attorney Blake Feldman said that addition would put up barriers to the public's right to police body camera and other footage.
If body cams really are intended to be an accountability tool, this necessarily is an affront to police accountability.
Feldman says he doesn't oppose the mugshot provision, Strickland says he's willing to work with advocates to address their concerns about the video provision. As of this recording, at about 3 o'clock this afternoon, about 5,000 electric customers in Georgia are without power after strong storms moved across the state last night and this morning. Those numbers are from reports from Georgia EMC and Georgia Power. The National Weather Service expects a dramatic shift in the weather as the day continues. Light flurries are expected in North Georgia, while freezing or near-freezing temperatures are forecast across Georgia tonight. A new study from the Atlanta Women's Foundation finds a strong connection between mental health and the economic challenges women and families are facing. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
The Status of Women and Youth Mental Health in Metro Atlanta report finds widespread and intensifying challenges with outcomes closely tied to housing costs, childcare burdens, economic insecurity, and access gaps that vary sharply by county. Fiona Bell is with the Atlanta Women's Foundation.
Economic stress is a primary driver. So housing costs, childcare affordability, low or unstable wages, those are many of the issues that are, you know, on the brains of these women and families who are trying to make ends meet.
Bell says integrated care that considers the whole person is essential to finding holistic solutions for individual challenges. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
A group of Georgia Barrier Islands is getting national recognition ahead of the summer travel season. Southern Living magazine has named the Golden Isles the number one beach destination in the South. The Golden Isles include St. Simon's Island, Jekyll Island, Little St. Simon's Island, Sea Island, and the inland city of Brunswick. In its ranking, Southern Living praised the area's quieter beaches, historic charm, and miles of marsh-lined waterways. Alabama's Gulf Shores and Florida's Destin rounded out the top three, while Georgia's Tybee Island also made the list. And as long as we're talking about the Georgia coast, we have to talk about St. Patrick's Day in Savannah. It's the city's largest annual tourism event, and crowds have already started arriving. St. Patrick's Day draws visitors from around the world. Not only that, it also sets the stage for a busy spring season for area hospitality businesses. Happy St. Patrick's Day to all who celebrate. And that's it for today's edition of Georgia Today. We have more information about many of the stories that you hear on this podcast at our webpage, gpb.org/news. We always encourage you to hit subscribe on Georgia Today. That way you'll always stay current with us. And if you have feedback, send us your suggestions about stories or your opinions about things that we do right and wrong. We'd love to hear from you at georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Orlando Montoya. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of Georgia Today.